Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 18th of March, 2017. It's the birthday of Manly Hall, born in Peterborough, Ontario, 1901, fascinated by the occult, went to live in New York, worked for a while on Wall Street, and spent hours in the New York Public Library, working on his great book, which came out in 1928, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, an encyclopedic outline of Masonic, Hermetic, Kabbalistic, and Rosicrucian symbolical philosophy. It's the birthday of the poet Wilfred Owen, born in Shropshire, England, 1893, grew up in a well-to-do family. But when his grandfather died, it turned out the old man was broke. The family had to move into modest lodgings. Owen started writing poems as a boy, then enlisted to fight in World War I, became a lieutenant. Wounded in 1917, diagnosed with shell shock, sent to a hospital to recuperate, where he met the poet Siegfried Sassoon, and where he wrote many of his most famous poems, including Dulce et Decorum Est, a bitter poem that became the most famous to come out of World War I. The next year he went back to battle, and he was killed at the age of 25. It's the birthday of the French poet Stéphane Mallarmé, born in Paris in 1842, worked as a schoolteacher. Mallarmé, who said, "There is nothing but beauty, and beauty has only one perfect expression, poetry. All the rest is a lie." And it's the birthday of John Updike, the novelist, born in Reading, Pennsylvania, 1932, majored in English at Harvard, wrote for the Harvard Lampoon, did cartoons as well, got married, sold a short story to The New Yorker, went off to England with his wife and daughter, and then came back to New York, worked for 2 years at The New Yorker writing Talk of the Town pieces. First column was so good that they raised his pay and paid him $200 a story instead of $100. He and his wife then had a second child, and they left the city for a house in Ipswich, Massachusetts. By 1959, John Updike was just 5 years out of college, but already he'd published more than 100 pieces in The New Yorker. He had 3 books, a novel, The Poor House Fair, a book of poems, The Carpentered Hen, a book of stories, The Same Door. And in the same year, he began his novel Rabbit Run, which he followed with 3 sequels. By the time he died in 2009, he'd written more than 50 books, including 22 novels. John Updike said, "No amount of learned skills can substitute for the feeling of having a lot to say, of bringing news, memories, impressions, and emotions from your first 20 years on earth are most writers' main material. Little that comes afterward is quite so rich and resonant. By the age of 40, you have probably mined the purest veins of this precious lode. After that, continued creativity is a matter of sifting the leavings." Here's a poem for today by Connie Wanick, Girdle. In our teens, we all bought girdles with rubber knobs to hold up our stockings. We wiggled into them, our foundations. So many things look absurd from a distance that people still take seriously, like whether there's a heaven for pets. Whatever happened to my girdle? One day, I peeled it off for the last time, and all hell broke loose. Connie Wanick's poem Girdle from her collection Rival Gardens, published by University of Nebraska Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.